Come on over here. That's it. Now, this story, I heard the first half of it last week, last Sabbath. But I heard the last half of this story 55 or 60 years ago. And it fit together just perfect. And it's about a young boy, his name is Desmond. The first half started out, his folks and the family went to the beach. And as usual, they took a ball with them, a big ball. You know, like bigger than a basketball, but much lighter. And they bounced it around and had a lot of fun with it. And Desmond's father said, "Desmond, you're a small boy. Don't get in the water any deeper than right here. Up here, it's dangerous. Up here is really, you're apt to lose your life. You don't get any deeper than this when the waves come in." Well, he was very careful, and he did what his father said, and he played with the ball. Then the wind came up, and what does wind do to a ball? Just like a sailboat, it blew it out into the water. Well, just into the water. The tide was going out, but Desmond ran out there, and he just grabbed at the ball. The ball didn't quite reach the ball. It went just a little further. Well, he was only to here. Surely here wouldn't hurt him. He went a little further. And then a wave came in and lifted his feet up off the sand. And then when the wave went out, his feet hit, and the ball was almost in his reach. What do you think he did? He took one more step, and the water came clear up to here. And he thought, "I better back up." When a wave came up and lifted him up, and he was floating like a piece of wood, nothing touching the sand. And he got scared. And he said in his heart, "Jesus, please help me, save me." The wave went down, but he couldn't touch the sand. And he couldn't quite reach the ball to hold him up. And then he looked, and there was a boat coming, a little motorboat. Two men in it, and it went prrt, 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 prrt. It went right up alongside him, and they grabbed his hand and lifted him in, and they grabbed the ball and put it in the boat, and he went right up to shore. And his dad and the rest of the family were standing on the beach, and they said, "Desmond, you made it." "Yes," he said, "those fishermen saw me," and he looked. "Those fishermen, where are they?" There was a little bitty boat. It had two people in it. "No, son, there was no boat," his daddy said. "There wasn't a boat around." "But, daddy," he said, "I prayed, and the men in the boat picked me up." Who do you think picked him up? His guardian angel. And I think he probably had a friend. The angel did. We all have a guardian angel, don't we? Now, Desmond then grew up, went to school, went to academy, then to college, then he was drafted in the army. And there was some men that were trapped. The enemy was shooting at them. They couldn't get him down. Desmond says, "I can. I can get him down off that ledge. Just let me go up there. Oh, you'll get shot." "No, I won't," he said. "I can make it." Because he had faith in God. He climbed up on the ledge. And then he handed the people down, and I think they slid down on a rope. This was 60 years or so after the boat that I heard this story. And he saved, I don't remember how many, but I know it was a lot of people. The same guardian angel that helped him come to shore helped him save the other people. Now, if he hadn't have been a good Christian boy and been in close contact with his guardian angel, do you think he would have been saved, or do you think he would have been able to help save all the other men? The deed he did was so brave that the only time a medical aid man in our church was ever given the highest medal was to Desmond. His last name was Dawes, and you can read about him in storybooks. You can go back to your seats, but go very quietly.